Have you ever felt more lost the more you learned? That's Japan in a sentence. After 3 decades of living in Nara with his Japanese wife and children, deliberately maintaining his outsider status on a tourist visa, and speaking what he calls 2-year-old girl Japanese, one discovers that Japan's greatest gift isn't clarity. It's the wisdom of perpetual bewilderment. This isn't a country you figure out. It's a place that teaches you to stop trying. At Kyoto Station, 11 arrows point everywhere with a question mark in the middle. Platform 0 sits near platforms 31 and 32. A restaurant guide spirals through 107 options you'll never find. Welcome to Japan, where disorientation is the curriculum and confusion is enlightenment. The world increasingly looks to Japan for lessons on minimalism, longevity, and cultural preservation. But the real lesson might be simpler. Maybe the most sophisticated response to complexity isn't understanding, it's acceptance. Japan's physical landscape mirrors its cultural one, deliberately maze-like, resistant to logic, beautiful in its refusal to be conquered. Tokyo's layout began as a defensive strategy, with T-junctions and dead ends designed to confuse castle invaders. After wartime bombing, reconstruction followed pathways formed around rubble, preserving medieval chaos into the modern era. The result? A metropolis where even GPS gives up and offers approximations. Addresses don't follow sequential logic. Sometimes they reference construction dates, sometimes building permit order, occasionally just the owner's whim. Families write different street names for the same apartment. Delivery services maintain parallel addressing systems because the official one fails. Signs combine 3 writing systems, hiragana, katakana, kanji, seemingly at random. Department stores hide underground cities beneath immaculate facades. Traditional townhouses conceal expansive gardens behind modest fronts. Train stations function with clockwork precision until they become baffling labyrinths after hours. This isn't poor planning, it's philosophy made physical. Japan teaches through geography. Surrender control, find beauty in bewilderment. In 1873, a single rabbit could cost $20,000 during rabbit mania. In 1970, after one woman jumped from a Tokyo apartment roof, approximately 150 others followed from the same spot within months. Japan doesn't do things halfway. Conformity here isn't oppression, it's choreography. Weekdays bring waves of school children in identical uniforms and businessmen with company lapel badges. Weekends transform everything. Young men in deliberately casual attire, women in impractical snowshoes, despite Japan's largely snowless climate. Everyone plays their assigned part with precision. Japanese couples coordinate matching outfits for every honeymoon hour. Shopping friends mirror each other, identical hairstyles, boots, accessories. This isn't insecurity, it's visual harmony within microgroups. Japanese people seamlessly adopt different voices and words for I depending on context. Watashi, formally. Ore, casually among male friends. One colleague dedicates 2 hours daily to makeup, not for attention, but to be perfectly unremarkable. Another meticulously applies makeup for grocery runs, but thinks nothing of being barefaced when elegant visitors arrive. The goal isn't standing out, but meeting exact social expectations for each context. As one Yakuza member explained, think of yourself as being on stage all the time. If you're bad at playing the role of a Yakuza, then you're a bad Yakuza. Playing a role isn't deception, but essential contribution to social harmony. Identity emerges through how we present ourselves to others. A sophisticated recognition that authenticity and performance aren't opposites, but partners. Stationery orders arrive wrapped in newspaper pages tailored to each customer's interests. At a Kobe restaurant, birthdays transform into elaborate rituals. Yogurt sorbet with chocolate happy birthday, commemorative Polaroids, musical laser cubes, complimentary avocado milkshakes, bathroom toothbrush sets. Japan maintains 5.6 million vending machines, highest per capita globally, dispensing everything from hot coffee to emergency supplies. Over 50,000 convenience stores evolve into community hubs, two-story versions with eating areas, elderly-focused outlets with larger print and wider aisles. Unlike their crime-associated American counterparts, these stores serve as government-recommended emergency safe havens. This perfection extends into emotional transactions. Bars advertise precise minutes of hostess attention per fee. Amazon Japan delivers discount Buddhist priests. Family Romance employs 1,400 actors to play family members. One actress played a wife for 7 years, attending family events and maintaining the illusion. Japan excels at perfecting what can be controlled: surfaces, manners, technology, service protocols, while accepting what cannot: morals, emotions, families. On Naoshima, James Turrell's Sky Space frames sky through a square ceiling opening. Nearby, five Monet water lilies echo this frame. The underground Chichu Museum transforms perception without disturbing the landscape. Its cafe offers a single bench before a window framing the sea. Nature creates installations if we have eyes to see. On neighboring Teshima, an empty white cave with oval sky openings reveals water droplets emerging from the ground. In this womb-like space, tears arrive unexpectedly, binding strangers in shared contemplation. With almost nothing to see, everything is present. This emptiness extends to Japanese gardens, not spaces you enter and exit, but experiences that enter you. Unlike Christian churches directing attention to a single cross, Shinto shrines open to trees, grass, and sky where deities reside. "Look beneath your feet," advise Kyoto temple entrances. "Heaven is found by looking down as much as up." At Ryanji, a stone basin reads, "What you have is all you need." Subtraction creates meaning. This principle permeates Japanese aesthetics. Japan's police force is represented by Orange Fairy Pipo-kun. The nuclear industry employs Pluto-kun, a friendly atom. Japan's mascot culture reveals deep animistic roots. Kumamon, Kumamoto's cartoon bear, rivals the prime minister in Twitter followers and generates millions in merchandise. Japanese animation characters achieve global influence despite unknown actors, displaying Western features, large eyes, varied hair colors, appearing everywhere from birthday cards to advertisements. This personification extends beyond entertainment. WWI bombers became B-san, Mr. B. Tourists name automated vehicles like family members, and some send stuffed animals on proxy journeys. Train enthusiasts hold retirement ceremonies for locomotives with flower offerings. In photographs, stuffed animals evoke more genuine emotion than people who default to peace signs. This two-and-a-half-dimensional perspective, where cartoons possess lifelike qualities and people present as cartoon characters, aligns with Shinto traditions, attributing consciousness to all elements. Local shrines maintain sacred trees, receiving regular prayers. Marie Kondo's method of asking objects if they spark joy represents contemporary expression of these beliefs. Learning silence matters more than learning Japanese. Western sentences begin with "no, but," while Japanese conversations start with "yes, yes, yes." 70% of Japanese sentences lack subjects. Japan's foundational novel, The Tale of Genji, defies translation because proper names are avoided and speakers remain unidentified. After Hiroshima, survivors gathered in groves without weeping or complaining. When one woman learned her doctor withheld her cervical cancer diagnosis for 10 years until danger passed, she considered it kindness. In Nara's Deer Park, what will be missed most isn't food or hot springs, it's the cleanliness of the air. Not just spotless streets, but how Japanese people don't mark every moment with personal signature. When it's hot, they simply say, "hot, isn't it?" in identical tones, as if the air itself were speaking. True intimacy isn't measured by what you can say to a friend, but by what you don't need to say. In Japan, suffering is life's one reliable promise, making happiness a precious temporary gift. After the 3/11 triple disaster, claiming over 18,000 lives, foreigners were struck by Japanese calm, as if loss were the norm. Japan's isolation runs deep. Victorian-era citizens faced execution for attempting to leave. Modern Japan accepted just 20 asylum seekers in 2017 from nearly 20,000 applicants. Yet, Japan is changing. International marriages increased tenfold between 1965 to 2007. The 2016 Miss Japan was part Indian, Priyanka. Tennis champion Naomi Osaka, part Haitian American, claimed Japan's first major tennis championship in 2018. These hafus embody the vending machine slogan, "Blend is beautiful." In Japan, death isn't life's opposite, but its adjoining chamber. When a 90-year-old woman died in a Kyoto hospital, her family continued speaking to her for nearly an hour before calling the doctor. As the 11th generation owner of Kyoto's Tawaraya Inn explains, the spirit has not changed in 300 years, but the style has to change to keep that spirit alive. A country centered on seasons understands that everything changes constantly, with 3,507 new restaurants opening in Tokyo in 2015 alone, while that fact of change itself never changes. Perhaps this is Japan's deepest teaching, not that contradictions can be resolved, but that wisdom lies in holding them both, letting them coexist like cherry blossoms and ancient temples, cartoon mascots, and profound silence. In a world demanding certainty, Japan whispers a different truth. Embrace the paradox, find peace in confusion, and discover that the beginner's mind isn't a limitation, but liberation.